shall I begin to give the Lord thanks. According to 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 14, which says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank the Lord for the gift of salvation. He chose us for salvation through the Holy Spirit and believing in the truth, which is Christ Jesus. Let's thank him for this gift and also the opportunity to gather with other believers this afternoon to encounter the Lord, to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence. Oh God, having saved us and having given us the opportunity to encounter you on a daily basis, we give you all the glory and the praise. Thank you for all you've done and all you continue to do for us, oh Lord. In the precious name of Jesus.
Give you all the praise.
Psalm 66, verse 1, 2, and 9 also says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious." Why? "Who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. Therefore, let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glue Music and the entire ministry." Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of the music and the entire ministry. We are grateful for how far you have brought us, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory.
Thank you for preserving your life in the name of Jesus.
Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "Whoever conceals his transgression will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Therefore, please let us ask God forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will." In a few moments. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. In just a few seconds, exalt the name of the Lord. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. His miracles are mighty. This afternoon, just lift him up. Just exalt him. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue to worship the Lord in this song. Holy are you, Lord, O creation, call you God, worthy is your name. Awesome God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 to 21 tells us, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. May he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Well, let's pray and ask that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of a kingdom agenda for this time to be established. Therefore, please open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Father, we ask that your will concerning our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in line with your end time kingdom agenda should be established. Not our ways, but your ways. Not our thoughts, but our thoughts. Not our will, but yours. Let that be done in the name of Jesus. Equip us, O God, to do your will, O God, establishing your purpose, O God, on earth, concerning our lives and not that of the ministry, in the name of Jesus, that we will fulfill our days will not be cut short, but we will see each one come to pass because you've established it, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 90, verse 60 to 17 also says, "Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve you. Lord Jesus, showing up for every time you call. Lord Jesus, let us experience fruitfulness in the work of our hands. Let your beauty be upon us, Lord Jesus. Let your favor, Lord, be upon us. Lord, let your glory be seen in the work of our hands, Lord Jesus. That your glory will constantly be revealed in the precious name of Jesus. And we prayed. And John chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth." And 1 Peter 2:24 also says, "Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. We just pray from the depth of our hearts, giving the Lord thanks, because it seems should be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication. We should make our requests known unto him, and his peace will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father, oh Lord, we thank you that as we made provision for our health in the word, Lord, we see it come to pass. Let it be enforced in our lives, Lord Jesus, that everything that's a challenge, it will be overridden by the divine health provision you have made. By your divine health, we will experience healing and health, and even extend it to the people we minister to, in the precious name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We are grateful. In the precious name of Jesus. Therefore, let's give the Lord thanks and exalt his name in this song below. Wahini tu rinjada. Wahini tu rinjada. Wahini tu Rinjada, why need to rinjada time? Why need to rinjada? Why need to rinjada?
Forevermore, there's no end to his glory.
We are privileged to serve the King of Kings. We are privileged to be joint heirs with Christ, to share in his glory. And it also requires that we share in his suffering. These last 4 months in the year, as believers, we need to rise up to the task and to stand with our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a new monthly focus with a theme scripture from Proverbs 3:19, which we are supposed to memorize, but the series is still the same, which is the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. And from our theme scripture, Proverbs 3:19, it reads, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens." So to be able to memorize it easily, you just divide it into two. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding, and the first part is founding of the earth by wisdom, and the second part is establishing it by understanding. So the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding he has established the heavens. Our focus today is going to dwell on wisdom, which is in line with our monthly theme. The topic is keep the blessing. We are going to be praying that, my dear Father in heaven, please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your blessing and to please you always. Bless me, Lord, and grant me wisdom to stay within your will in Jesus' name. As our custom is, we are going to go through scripture so that we can pray aright and not amiss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our first point is that God has a program for the earth he created. Please say after me, God has a program for the earth he created.
God has a program for the earth he created.
We read in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18, it says that, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he had established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there's none else."
Amen.
You are the Lord, and there's none else.
Amen.
We bless your name.
Amen.
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 So we know from this that God has a program for the earth he created. He had a program for it to be inhabited. As to how it will be inhabited, you look at the creation, the narration about the creation, or the script about, or what's been written down in God's word concerning creation, and then you see that systematically he created the earth. We know that the earth was without form and void, or it was in a chaotic state. He put it back in a particular shape to make it habitable for us to live on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are on the earth according to God's program. We are not just here for just being here sake, according to a certain program that he had established for the earth. And that's what we learn from scripture. Number two, it is only in God's program that we can thrive. We as humans, it's only in God's program that we can thrive. In Psalm 127, verse 1 to 5, this was a song by Solomon. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wicked, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." This was written by Solomon. We know Solomon, he had received the gift of wisdom, raw wisdom from God, and everything that he wrote was thought-provoking. That after all that he had seen under the sun, he realized that you can do everything you want to do, but except God is involved, except the maker of heaven and earth is involved in it, it will be in vain. It will be in vain. Except the Lord is in charge of it, the watchmen, they wake but in vain. I remember one time we went on outreach. We went to a certain house, and then we spoke to a young lady there. And then we asked her, "Why didn't you go to church?" She said that everybody goes to church and I'm asked to watch over the house. And we were wondering that So if armed robbers come there, she's going to be victimized. So she sacrificing the going to church for watching over a house. At 31st night, you see everybody, all those who don't even go to church, on 31st night, you find them in church. Strangely, one youth member there said that, Pastor, 31st night, I couldn't make it. Because everybody's going to church, I have to watch over the house. And it's very, very strange. Please say after me, except God watch over the house.
Except God watch over the house.
They that watch over it, they watch in vain.
They watch over it, they watch in vain.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've heard of testimonies where people have mistakenly left their business doors or home doors ajar with no security. And yet nobody could touch it. When God is in charge of your company or any establishment, your marriage, anything that is dear to you, when God is in charge of it, nobody can touch it. And nobody will touch it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the hand of the Lord be upon everything dear to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number three, God's program is always ensured by his blessing. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God's blessing ensured that instruction that he gave them. The instruction that do this, do this, do that was embedded in the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. After God had destroyed the earth with water and he had restored it again, saving Noah and his family, he gave another commandment again, similar to what he gave in Genesis 1:26. This time in Genesis 9:1, he said, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. But you see there again that is embedded in the blessing of the Lord. He blessed them and then he said, he blessed them. And then he said, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 17 to 18, it says that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiply I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Everything there is tied into the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why we ought to stay focused on the blessing. That is why we must not move away from the blessing. That is why everything that we do, we need to realize that it's proceeding out of the blessing of the Lord. Because of time, we are going to go into prayer. But before that, who is the blessed? The one whom scripture says that Christ the anointed and has his anointing. When you are tied to Christ, he's the blessed one. He's the anointed one. When you give your life to Jesus, then you have access to the blessing of the Lord. The blessing that has capacity to overcome satanic oppression. He says that, and he shall possess the gate of his enemies. Now in our day, you know the story that Satan entered the garden and then trouble started. The blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich and added no sorrow, or it makes no room for oppression of the enemy. It defeats every purpose that is beyond the physical, that is into the spiritual. It is only the blessing of the Lord that can do that. And you access this blessing through covenant with Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, who died for us. And by the shedding of his blood, dying and rising up again, he won victory for our sake. So today, before we even go into prayer, I'm giving you this opportunity that please, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. If you say this short prayer after me, he'll come into your heart and he'll be your Lord. Just say these words, the Lord Jesus, today I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Today I surrender my life completely to you. Come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior from today and forevermore. And fill me with your Holy Spirit that I'll be able to live a life that is pleasing unto you in Jesus' mighty name. I'll urge anyone who's giving their life to Christ that the contact information will be given and that you must be baptized. You must be baptized into this faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so make sure that you engage with us. For everyone of us who is listening, we are praying this prayer. Please say after me, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your blessing.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious
of your blessing. And to desire to please you always.
And to desire to please you always.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
And grant me the wisdom.
And grant me the wisdom.
To stay within your will.
To stay within your will.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Please let's say it one more time. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your blessing.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your
and
blessing.
And to desire to please you always.
And to desire to please you always.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
And grant me wisdom.
And grant me wisdom.
To stay in your will.
To stay in your will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In your own words, just begin to end. Pray the prayer, and in the language of the Spirit, let me keep this blessing, Lord. Let me stay in the faith. Let me stay hooked, Lord, even to your blessing of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Please, let's worship the Lord.
Oh, there's nobody like our God. Just gave your life to Christ, contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
You are welcome to the family of Christ.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us.